This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode after he assumed charge as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The 21st Annual Conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference India Region Zone 3 concluded at Aizawl in Mizoram yesterday. Mizoram hosted the conference for 2 days, which was inaugurated on Friday by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who is the chairman of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region. Speaker of the Sikkim Legislative Assembly Mingma Norbu Sherpa, Deputy Speaker Rajkumari Thapa and other speakers and officers of the state legislative assemblies from various states of the Northeast attended the conference in the presence of Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and other dignitaries. Deputy Speaker of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Timothy D. Shira, also participated in the conference. The event concluded with a cultural program and dinner hosted by Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma. In a groundbreaking initiative to secure nutritional coverage for over 70% of its population, the Assam government is on a mission to enhance food security across the state. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma said, to ensure that no one is left behind, his government has launched a comprehensive drive to enlist new beneficiaries across all 126 assembly constituencies. This initiative takes into account individuals previously excluded for not having Aadhaar related to the issue of NRC biometric lock. All newly enlisted beneficiaries would be added to the priority household category. The entire enrollment process is expected to conclude by November this year, with new total targeted beneficiary count of over 2.51 crore under NFSA 2013, this ambitious drive aims to uplift the lives of numerous individuals and families. In January this year, the Assam government has successfully enrolled over 42 lakh new beneficiaries, bringing the total number of eligible individuals to 2.31 crore. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who attended the 21st Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3, performed Shramdan at the Swachhata Abhiyan in Aizawl yesterday. He also visited the market in Aizawl promoting vocal for local by purchasing a bamboo hat and other unique products. In a nod to the future of India's economy, he promoted digital transactions by paying for these items via UPI, scanning the QR code seamlessly. Lok Sabha Speaker also spent around 20 minutes walking through the market and engaged in meaningful conversations with local shopkeepers and craftsmen. During his visit, he explored the fruit and vegetable markets where he purchased local fruits and interacted with vendors. He also interacted with public representatives of the panchayat at Falcon Village near Aizawl City. Birla praised the development in the village and urged them to continue with the good work. He also invited them to make a visit to Parliament House. Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said that for the people of the Northeast, the Indo-Japan partnership is opening doors to multiple global opportunities, and learning the Japanese language and understanding their culture could transform lives of the youth of the Northeast. Attending the third Indo-Japan Education Conclave at Cotton University in Guwahati, Rijiju said that there is a growing bond between India and Japan envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and former Japanese Prime Minister late Shinzo Abe. He said that the relationship between the two countries touches lives and particularly through education, trade and culture. He further mentioned that the Japan-India Vision 2025 emphasized the power of academic and people-to-people collaborations for a shared future. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.